弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
And good evening to all brothers and sisters.
今天晚上要用更美的救赎，谈谈希伯来书这卷书的信息，做互相的勉励。
I'd like to talk about the topic of a better redemption, as introduction to Hebrews.
我们教会的读经进度从上个礼拜开始，到这个星期都在读希伯来书。
This week's Bible reading is we're reading the book of Hebrews.
那希伯来书这卷书呢，是在新约圣经当中啊极简、比较不容易了解，也比较奥秘、具有奥秘性的一卷书。
And Hebrews in the New Testament is one that is harder to understand, one that's full of mysteries.
但是这卷书事实上也非常重要，因为这卷书是我们了解主耶稣是我们的救赎主一卷非常重要的经卷。
And this book is very important because it will help us understand how Jesus Christ became our Savior, our Redeemer.
这卷书成为旧约跟新约之间的桥梁。
And this book is a bridge between the Old and the New Testament.
所以有人说，希伯来书是另外一卷福音书，就是主耶稣记载主耶稣他的生活的四福音的另外一卷续集。
So some people will say that the book of Hebrew is another gospel book, records the life of Jesus Christ.
他在讲主耶稣他在天上的工作。
And talks about his work in heaven.
你看福音书啊，四福音书，马太、马可、路加、约翰，他都要记载耶稣基督在世上传福音的他所做的事情，他所讲的信息。
And the four gospel books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John records what Jesus had done on the earth.
但是希伯来书呢，它很多部分都在讲主耶稣在天上为我们所执行的救赎的工作。
And the book of Hebrews talks a lot about what Jesus Christ has done in heaven, that has to do with our salvation plan.
所以有人说啊，希伯来书是第五个福音书。
So some people would say that the book of Hebrews is the fifth gospel book.
但是啊，这个福音书呢，要用啊圣灵的帮助，用从属灵的角度去看它才会了解。
And this book, you need spiritual eyesight and understanding to understand this book.
希伯来书一开始的时候，它都没有任何的问候或者是任何的一个开头。
In the beginning of the book of Hebrews, there's no greetings.
它一开始就进入一个主题。
And immediately enters into a topic.
它开头就要介绍耶稣基督。
And the beginning introduces Jesus Christ.
但是它的最后。却又像一般的书信一样有问候的话语。
But at the end of the book, it concludes with exhortations.
所以希伯来书，如果我们先看第十三章。
So if we look first in chapter 13.
第十三章最后第二十二节。
Chapter 13, verse 22.
十三章二十二节说：“弟兄们，我略略写信给你们，望你们听我劝勉的话。”
Brothers, I urge you to bear with my word of exhortation, for I have written you only a short letter.
二十三节说，你们该知道，我们的兄弟提摩太已经释放了。他若快来，我必同他去见你们。
And verse 23, I want you to know that our brother Timothy has been released. If he arrives soon, I will come with him to see you.
然后二十四节说，请你们问引导你们的诸位和众圣徒安，从意大利来的人也问你们安。
And verse 24, greet all your leaders and all God's people. Those from Italy send you their greetings.
这几节圣经呢，看起来很显然，这是一封信。
From these Bible verses, we can tell that this is a letter.
所以它的结尾的问候语很就说明是一个作者写信给似乎是犹太教信仰很熟悉的一群基督徒。
And this letter, from the concluding exhortation, seems like it's written to a group of Jewish Christians who are very familiar with the Bible.
那因为这一卷书啊，在这最后二十三节提到提摩太这个人。
And in verse 23, it mentions Timothy.
表示说，当时候提摩太还活着，还在到处为这个福音工作，而且似乎他也曾经被关起来，后来被释放了。
And that means Timothy was still alive at this time that he was preaching the gospel, and later he was put in prison.
所以这卷书呢，其实很多的圣经学者一直在研究它到底是谁写的。
And so many theologists, they want to know who wrote the book of Hebrews.
那其实一直都没有定论，也因为这从这个经文本身也看不出到底是谁写的。
But they do not have a coherent answer because they cannot tell from the scripture.
但是我们知道它的作者一定是神。
But we know that the author of this book is God.
因为整个圣经的最原始的最主要的那个主笔的就是天上的真神。
Because the author of the entire Bible is God.
所以神感动了他的仆人写下了这封信让我们今天可以更了解耶稣基督。
And God has moved his servant to write this book so that we may better understand him.
那既然这也是一个信呢，所以看起来二十二节那里说的，我写信给你们，这应该是希伯来人的基督徒，就是归信犹太教的，后来信耶稣基督的主的门徒。
And from verse 22, we can see that this book is written to the Jewish Christians who were Jews who later converted under Jesus Christ.
而且这一卷书呢，有个特色，它引用很多很多旧约圣经的章节。
And a key point, one thing to notice about this book is that it uses a lot of the Old Testament verses.
我们在读希伯来书的时候，会看到它引用各种不一样的旧约经卷。
It uses a lot of Old Testament scriptures.
而且都是这经节里面其中一些经节来解释耶稣基督的。
And it uses a verse to explain Jesus Christ.
那所以表示这个作者对旧约圣经非常熟悉。
So that means the author is very familiar with the Old
Testament. 因为他这卷书的目的就是要让众人可以了解主耶稣基督呢，他真的是照着旧约应许所预言的那个弥赛亚基督。
Because the author wants to show that Jesus Christ is the one that was prophesied in the Old Testament.
所以从这个受信者的这些记录，我们就知道，当时候这些希伯来人的基督徒呢，应该很熟悉旧约圣经。这是为什么他写信的时候，他大量的引用旧约，因为这个要看信的人，他们是可以看得懂的。
And we can also tell that the Jewish Christians know the scripture very well because he uses a lot of the Bible verses.
那这卷书按照他大家查考呢，他的写作时间呢，应该是介于公元六十年到七十年之间的一段时间，应该是在圣殿被毁之前，就是在公元七十年之前所写成的。
And the book was written from 60 to 70 AD after the destruction of the temple.
因为那个时候看起来圣殿还存留着。
Before the destruction of the temple, because it seems like the temple was still there at the time.
然后看起来当时候的这些犹太人的基督徒呢，有些人还在圣殿里面实行这个献祭的条例，按照这个旧约律法里面所描述的定期的在献祭给神。
And that there were a lot of Jewish Christians at that time who still offer sacrifices in the temple.
因为从第九章我们就看到，当时候很多的犹太基督徒还在奉行这样一个献祭的条例。
Because in chapter 9, you can tell that a lot of them still follow the Old Testament rules.
所以这卷书应该会在圣殿被毁之前写成，所以我们肯定的说，应该是在公元七十年之前所写下来的。
So we can be sure that this book was written before 70 AD, before the destruction of the temple.
为什么这个作者要写这一封信
？So why is it that the author wrote this book?
因为看起来在保罗在传福音的末期的时候，就好多好多基督好多犹太教的信徒后来了解耶稣基督，来信耶稣基督了。
Because it seems like already during Paul's time that there were a lot of Jews who were already converted.
但是要在他们那个时代要跟随耶稣基督并不是很容易的事。
But that time, if you want to be a follower of Christ, it was not an easy thing.
因为他们要不怕死，因为信耶稣的人可能会被迫害。
They have to be not afraid of death because they will most likely face persecution.
因为我们从使徒行传看出来呢，在使徒行传第七章记载斯提凡被石头打死的时候，那时候就是迫害的开始。
Because from Acts chapter 7, when Stephen was stoned, it was the beginning of the persecution.
那时候其实很多很多跟随主的门徒都为主殉道，就是因为耶稣基督牺牲生命了。
And that time there were a lot of followers of Christ who died because of the gospel.
但有些信仰坚持得住的人，他们可以继续信耶稣，但是有些人可能因为逼迫而动摇了。
And those who stand firm in their faith will continue to be Christians, but those who are wave in their faith will leave Christ.
那我们现在看早期他们这些信仰的这些伟人呢，他们其实并不是很胆小的人。
And if we look at the early the early workers, they are not timid.
就是这些早期的基督徒，他们跟随主耶稣基督啊，虽然他们信仰动摇，可是因为他们大环境里面真的是比我们现在困难太多了。
And these early workers, they are in a situation that faces much more persecution than us today.
我们现在看一下希伯来书第十章。
Let us look at Hebrews chapter 10.
第十章的第32节。
Verse 32.
这就是这一段圣经可以大概看出当时他们所遇到的逼迫。
From this verse, we can see that the persecutions they faced during that time.
你们要追32节说，你们要追念往日蒙了光照以后所忍受大征战的各样苦难。
Remember these earlier days after you had received the light, when you stood your ground in a great contest in the face of suffering.
33节说，一面被毁谤遭患难成了戏景，叫众人观看。一面陪伴那些受这样苦难的人。
33. Sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult and persecution. At other times, you stood side by side with those who were so treated.
34节，因为你们体恤的那些被捆锁的人，并且你们的家业被人抢去，也甘心忍受，直到你们有更美长存的家业。
34. You sympathized with those in prison, joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property because you knew that you yourselves had better and lasting possessions.
这几节圣经你看，我们就看出当时候这些信耶稣的基督徒了，他们成了戏景，让众人观看。所以众人在逼迫，他们被逼迫的时候，别人是在旁边看热闹的。
So from these verses, we can see that the people who follow Christ, they face a persecution, and that they were being mocked.
那当时候似乎这些在患难当中的信徒们，他们彼此互相的劝勉，一起陪伴，怎么样度过这个困难的环境。
And the people who were facing persecution, they encouraged one another and talk about how they can go through this persecution.
他们为什么能够坚持这个困难、这个逼迫，还能站得住呢？
And how is it that they were able to stand firm in persecution?
34节说，
In verse 34,
他们看见，他们很肯定自己有一个更美长存的家业，那是在天上的。
Because they knew that they had a better and lasting possession in heaven.
这个就是在主耶稣基督里面我们有的盼望。
And this is a hope that we have in Christ.
那这个盼望让这一些受苦人可以站立得住。
And this hope allows those who suffer to stand firm.
所以35节说，所以你们不可以丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心必得大赏赐。
So in verse 35 it says, do not throw away your confidence, it will be richly rewarded.
36节，你们必须忍耐，使你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。
In verse 36, you need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised.
就看到说这一卷书其实里面充满了很多劝勉跟安慰的话。
And so from this book, it is filled with words of encouragement and words of comfort.
这是要鼓励这些患难当中的信徒们能够坚持信仰。
It is to encourage those who are in persecution to stand firm in their faith.
一定要忍耐。
To persevere.
也就是说，在忍耐一点点的时候，他们就能够得到神所应许给他们的天上的产业。
That they just need to persevere a little bit more, and they will receive the heavenly inheritance from God.
39节他说：“我们不是那个退后入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。”
Verse 39, but we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who believe and are saved.
所以这个当时候我们就看到，因为信徒他们受患难，所以这个作者呢，他要鼓励他们如何持守信仰，这是他写信的动机之一。
So we can see that time many believers faces persecution. So the author's motivation is to encourage them to stand firm.
你看，如果我们有时候在面对困难的时候，如果短暂的时间还可能还撑得住，但是如果这个困难、这个患难持续一段时间，可能有些人就站不住了。
A lot of times when we first persecution, if it's only a temporary suffering, then most of us can stand firm. But if it's a long time, then a lot of us will fall behind.
从这卷书的信息看来，当时候这些从犹太教来信耶稣基督的这些信徒们，他们对主耶稣基督这个角色一定是怀疑过的。
So from the book, we can see that the Jews who later converted into Christian, they must have once doubted about Jesus Christ.
他们一定会认为说，信耶稣真的就可以得救吗？
They must have thought to themselves if they could really be saved by believing in Jesus Christ.
神他所交给他们的祖先亚伯拉罕 透过摩西所传下来这个律法，难道不完全吗？为什么一定现在要信耶稣才能得救呢？
And that the laws and commandments that were passed down from their forefather to Moses, could that not save them?
他们当时候应该是 有一些疑惑在他们心里。
And so that time they must have some doubt in their hearts.
我们知道犹太人他们基本上大部分人对律法是很热心的。
We know that the Jews are very fervent in the law.
可是他们如果对主耶稣基督的救赎 他所要来完成的救恩不了解，他们就会疑惑。
But if they do not understand God's salvation plan, then they will have doubt.
因为从保罗从新约圣经里面所记载的主耶稣基督的角色，我们看到说圣经一直在强调耶稣就是那个真神，是道成肉身的那位救赎主。
And from the author'swriting, we can see that the role that Jesus played is the one true God who came down in flesh onto earth.
神只有一位。
And that there is only one.
所以这个神在他们对犹太人来说，这是他们从他们的祖先以来一直相信的这位神，给了他们这个约，这个约就是他们可以成为神的子民，那神是他们的父亲。
And that the Jews believe that this God is the same God that was from the Old Testament.
那神是永不改变的。
That God is God never changes.
他们的祖先在这个律法底下，按照律法的规定去做神规定的事情，都蒙神喜悦，但是现在为什么他们不能够照着做也能够蒙神喜悦呢？
That if their forefathers have followed the laws and the commandments and were pleasing to God, why can't they be pleasing to God now?
为什么神要另外立一个新约让百姓来遵守，而现在不再遵守那个旧约里面那些献祭的条例的？
Why does God have to give a new commandment for them to follow but no longer follow the old one?
所以当时候这个百姓一般的从犹太教归信的信徒里面，他们心里面应该充满了一些疑问。
So that time, many of the Jews, their heart are filled with doubts.
那这一卷书就要来解决他们这个疑问。
And this book is written to solve this problem.
所以在有关于主耶稣基督救赎的奥秘性来说，希伯来书阐述的最清楚。
And so in the Bible, Hebrew explains the best as to how Jesus was God in form of flesh.
因为他一开始就提到耶稣基督，他是更尊贵的。
Because in the beginning, he talks about how Jesus is
more honorable. 是比天使更尊贵。
That Jesus Christ is superior to angels.
他在希伯来书里面，我们看到他强调说耶稣基督比摩西比亚伦还有荣耀。
That Jesus Christ has more glory than Moses and Aaron.
主耶稣基督呢，他所跟信徒所立的约是更美的约。
And that Jesus Christ has established a law that was far better than before.
他在这一卷书里面一直在强调更美的，更美的。
And in the book, it often times mentions better.
所以他现在一直要凸显出主耶稣基督他所扮演的角色，他所要完成的工作是在旧约时代所看不到的那个美好。
So the author wants to talk about the role of Jesus Christ that was not mentioned in the Old Testament.
那现在，因为这卷书他一直在这样介绍主耶稣基督的救赎，所以他现在说，我们不可以忽略耶稣基督所来完成的这个救恩。
And so this book talks about Jesus' redemption plan, and so
不可以忽略的。不可以忽略了耶稣的救恩呢。
So we cannot neglect his salvation plan.
我们现在看第二章。
Let's look at chapter 2.
第二章的第三节。
Verse 3.
我们从第一节开始读。
Let's read starting from verse 1.
因为当时候有一个潮流在质疑耶稣基督的角色。
Because at that time there was a trend that is
他们不相信耶稣是基督了。
That is antichrist.
第一节说，所以我们当越发郑重所听见的道理，恐怕我们随流失去。
First one, we must pay more careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away.
看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎么能陶醉呢？这个救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实了。
The salvation which was first announced by the Lord was confirmed to us by those who heard him.
第四节。
Verse 4.
神又按自己的旨意，用神机奇事和百般的异能，并圣灵的恩赐，同他们做见证。
God also testified to it by signs, wonders, and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will.
那这个就是作者他的提醒。
And so this is the reminder from the author.
这个救恩是耶稣基督设立的。
That this salvation was established by Christ.
借着他的仆人呢，继续传讲，然后建立更多的教会。
That it was proclaimed by his servants and that it was established by the church.
所以我们不可以忽略这么大的救恩。
So we should not and cannot neglect such plan.
带来了很多的神迹奇事。
And that this plan has brought many miracle signs and wonders.
并且有圣灵的恩赐来做证据。
And that it has a gift of the Holy Spirit as testimony.
所以这个就是一个对信徒的提醒。我们一定要郑重所听见的道理，不要让这个信仰流失了。
And so this was a reminder for the believers that they must follow, that they must believe what they have heard.
那他也提出警告。
And this is also serves as a warning.
因为有时候那个提醒，如果那个口气太软了，大家不会谨慎，不会紧张。
Because sometimes people do not heed to reminders.
但是如果他是用很严厉的那个词汇来讲的时候，大家看了就会多看两眼，哎，这个可能要多想一想了。
But if it's given in a stricter tone, more people will listen to.
所以我们看第十章二十六节。
So let's look at chapter 10.
第十章二十六节，他的口气就更严厉了。
That his tone and that he that sounds stricter in this part.
二十六节说，因为我们得知真道以后，若故意犯罪，赎罪的祭就再没有了。
In verse 26, if we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifices for sin is left.
27节说，我有占据等候审判和那烧灭众敌人的烈火。
But only a fearful expectation of judgment and a raging fire that will consume the enemies of God.
这个就是作者的提醒，他说如果故意犯罪的，他说赎罪的祭就没有了，就是等待的就是灭亡了。
And this is a reminder from the author that only fearful expectation of judgment will follow.
所以这卷书在提醒，也在警告信徒，一定要靠着主耶稣基督呢，抓住耶稣的应许。
So this book serves as a reminder and a warning that we must hold on to Jesus Christ.
用忍耐的信心来度过这个困难的环境，能够持守到底。
That we must persevere under persecution and hold on to our faith till the end.
那这卷书，因为他一直在提到很多旧约的献祭的条例，所以希伯来书成为这个桥梁，要怎么样从旧约过渡到新约，然后真的看到更美的应许，看到更美的家乡。
And this book mentions a lot of the Old Testament laws and regulations, and this book serves as a bridge on how you can go from the old to the new.
那当时候看起来这个。信徒对这个道理的根基扎得还不是很稳固的。
And it seems like most of the believers, they are not firmly rooted in their faith.
从作者的角度来看呢，这些人学习这么久，信主这么久了，应该是要对耶稣基督很认识才对的。
From the perspective of the author that these people have believed in Christ for a long time, they should know more about Christ.
可是这个作者他本身却很惊讶说，哎，那是你们怎么看起来还像小孩子，像小 baby 一样。
But the author is surprised as to why they are still like babies.
但是我们今天看到这一句圣经，我们觉得我们有时候真的会汗颜，会流汗，我们会觉得我们甚至连他们认为最简单的我们都还不懂。
But a lot of times when we read this, that we also may worry because we may not also understand.
我们现在看希伯来书第五章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 5.
第五章第十一节。
Verse 11.
我们再看看当时候这个作者他期待信徒应该怎么样了解耶稣啊。
And from verse 11, we can see the author's expectations of the believers.
第十一节说，论到麦基洗德，我们好些话，并且难以解明，因为你们听不进去了。
We have much to say about this, but it is hard to explain because you are slow to learn.
十二节说，看你们学习的功夫，本该做师父了，谁知道还得有人将神圣言小学的开端另教导你们。并且称了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。
And in verse 12, in fact, though, by this time you ought to be teachers. You need someone to teach you the elementary truth of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food.
第十三节说，凡只能吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩。
13, anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness.
十四节，唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮。他们的心窍习练的通达，就能分辨好歹了。
In verse 14, but solid food is for the mature who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil.
在第五节的地方呢，他现在提到了一个人叫做麦基洗德。
And from 5, it mentioned a person by the name of Melchizedek.
那麦基洗德这个人，其实他现在希伯来书当时候的作者，他认为说他跟主耶稣基督的角色有关系的。
And from the author's perspective, that this person Melchizedek has to do with the role of Jesus Christ.
但是他说他现在没办法跟他们讲太多有关于这个人跟耶稣基督的联系。
But he cannot tell the believers much about him.
因为十二节说，看你们学习的应该是要做事物这个事情，好像麦基洗德这个道理应该是小学阶段的，你们应该懂，但是你们竟然不懂，没办法听进去的。
Because in verse 12 it says that you ought to be teachers, but you need someone to teach you the elementary truth of God.
你们还是在吃奶的阶段。
That you are still drinking milk.
还不成熟，还不是长大成熟的人。
That you have not mature and grown.
当时候他们对这个仁义的道理，主耶稣基督的这个奥秘性，他们还不明白。
That they do not understand much about God's plan and about His righteousness.
所以看起来显然他们当时候没办法分辨什么叫做异端，什么叫做真实的道理。
So that means that at that time they were not able to distinguish between the truth and other talks.
所以当时候这个作者呢，他很期待说信徒们能够在这个信仰上扎根，能够长大成人。
And so the author hoped that they can be rooted in their faith and grown and mature.
第六章第一节说。
Chapter 6 verse 1.
所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。
Therefore, let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ and go on to maturity.
他现在要信徒啊，真的要努力的在真道上下功夫。
Now he wants the believers to spend time and energy on their faith.
如果在信仰上扎根了，那么这些异端的讲法，或者是我们所面对困难，我们都能够一一克服，绝对不会在信仰上跌倒，也不会故意犯罪离开真神。
That they have a firm foundation in their faith, then they will not fall when they hear heresies or meet difficulties.
所以我们就从这几个经节，你看到当时候作者他写信有这样一个动机。
And so we can see that time the author has this motivation when he wrote the book.
他也有这个目的，是要信徒他们在这个主耶稣基督的道理上，不要受到怪异的教训的影响，能够在信仰上能够站立得稳。
That the purpose of this book is for the believers who lay a firm foundation in their faith, so that they will not be swayed away by heresies.
看起来当时候他们信仰真的是面临一个很大的危机，不但是从外界的逼迫，也包括他们本身对主耶稣基督的疑惑。
And so we can see that the believers at that time faces a great persecution, that not only they face it inside the church, but and also outside the church.
所以这个就其实也说明了这一卷书其实也很大一部分跟我们现在的这个世代很相似的。
And so this book is closely related to us today.
他们当时候对主耶稣基督要再临这个讲法，其实当时候也很多人在疑惑了。
That many people doubt about his second coming.
就是说，耶稣基督真的会再来吗？有这件事吗
？That whether or not Jesus Christ will descend again.
我们现在看第九章。
Let's look at chapter 9.
第九章二十八节。
Verse 28.
第九章二十八节。如果这样，他从创世以来就必多次受苦了，但如今在这末世显现一次，把自己献为祭，好除掉罪。
28. So Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people, and he will appear a second time.
这说明主耶稣第一次来的时候，他是来除掉罪，他献上了自己来解决所有人类的罪的问题。
That he came down the first time was as a redemption for our sins and sacrifice our sins for all.
因为二十七节说，按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
And 27 says that as a man is destined to die once and after that to face judgment.
二十八节说，像这样，基督既然一次被献，担当了所有人的罪，将来要向那等候他的人第二次显现，并与罪无关，乃是为拯救他们。
And verse 28 says, So Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people. And he will appear a second time not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him.
这里在强调说耶稣要第二次显现。
And this reinforces that Jesus Christ will appear a second time.
那耶稣显现的时候，就是真的得荣耀的时候了。
That when Christ appeared, it will be a, the last day, a glorious day.
以罪无关，已经不再关系赦罪的问题了。
That has no longer to do with the redemption of sins.
而是为了要拯救这些相信的人。
But to save those who believe.
好，所以最后你看主耶稣第二次显现的时候。就是审判的时候。
And that the second time when Jesus Christ appeared, it is the day of judgment.
这个就是在这一卷书里面我所看到的一些信息。
And so these are several messages that can be found in this book.
那在希伯来书有几个特色我们要留意一下。
And also in this book of Hebrews, there are some...
就像我们要在读经的时候看到这样的字眼的时候要特别小心。
That when you see certain keywords, you should take notice of.
你自己把它整理一下。
And that you should organize it yourself.
在希伯来书，我们说它的主题就是更美的救赎。
In Hebrews, we said that the theme of this book is a better redemption.
所以这一卷书你一直重复看到更美的、更美的。
So in this book, you will constantly see the keyword better.
那因为我们中文在翻译的时候，有时候它没有直接用“更美”这个字在表达，有时候它用“超过”或者是它是位分比较大的。
And in Chinese translation, sometimes it does not use a word better, but uses other words to replace that word.
我们看一下希伯来书第一章第四节。
If we look at Hebrews chapter 1, verse 4.
他所承受的名既比天使的名更尊贵，就远超过天使。
So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs.
他这里在英文里面他用 better, 用比较好的。
And so in English, it uses better.
然后那比较好的就是强过的，就是更强的、更尊贵的、更大的。
And better means that it is superior, it is higher than.
我们现在看六章九节。
And let us look at chapter 6, verse 9.
亲爱的弟兄们，我们虽然是这样说，却深信你们的行为强过这些，而且近乎得救。
Even though we speak like this, dear friends, we are confident of better things in your case.
他说，当时候因为这个作者在提醒信徒不要离开道理。第九节他是说，我相信你们一定做的比我说的还好了。
And the author is reminding the believers not to leave the truth. And in verse 9 is telling them that you are far far better.
所以这个都是更美的。相信信徒他们的表现。比他想象的更好才对。
That is better, and that the believer should have done something that is better.
从第七章里面，我们就看到一连串的更美的描述了。
And in chapter 7, we can see many words that has a keyword better.
从第七章的第七节。
From chapter 7, verse 7.
从来位分大的给位分小的祝福，这是驳不倒的理。
And without doubt, the lesser person is blessed by the greater.
所以。我们中文把它分作位分大的给位分小的祝福，其实 the better 就是一样，是更美的更高的给那个比较低的祝福。
And the Chinese translation is saying that the one with higher position is given to the one with less position, and then the English translation uses the word better.
第十九节，七章十九节。
And chapter 7, verse 19.
律法原来一无所成，就引进了更美的指望。靠这个指望，我们就可以进到神面前了。
For the law made nothing perfect, and a better hope is introduced.
这里讲到更美的指望。
Here it talks about the better hope.
看第二十二节。
Let's look at verse 22.
二十二节，既是起誓立的，耶稣就做了更美之约的中保。
Because of this oath, Jesus has become the guarantee of a better covenant.
耶稣是更美之约的中保。
That Jesus has become the guarantee of a better covenant.
这是为什么他是他那个救赎主。
And that's why he is the redeemer.
看八章第六节。
Let's look at chapter 8, verse 16.
八章第六节。第六节。
Chapter 8, verse 6.
如今耶稣所得的职任是更美的，正如他做更美之约的中保，这约原是凭更美之应许立的。
But the covenant of which he is a mediator is superior, But the ministry Jesus has received is as superior to theirs as a covenant of which he is a mediator, superior to the old one.
你看这里主耶稣基督他的职任是更美的职任。
So that his position is a better one.
然后他现在是跟我们 立了一个更美的约。
That he has established a better covenant.
然后有一个更美的应许。
And it is a better promise.
这个都是在讲主耶稣基督所带来给我们的救恩呢。
And here it talks about what Jesus Christ have brought with him.
第九章第二十三节。看第九章二十三节。
Let's look at chapter 9, verse 23.
照着天上样式做的物件必须用这些祭物去洁净，但那天上的本物自然当用更美的祭物去洁净。
It was necessary then for the copies of the heavenly things to be purified by these sacrifices, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these.
这里在谈耶稣基督他本身成为这个更美的祭物。
Talks about how Jesus Christ became the better sacrifice.
主耶稣呢他自己不但是那个大祭司，他也是那个代罪的羔羊，自己把自己献上了。
That Christ was not only the priest himself, but he was also the lamb.
他是他那个 sacrifice， 他是更美的祭物。
He is also the sacrifice, a better sacrifice.
我们看，再看第十章三十四节。
Let's also look at chapter 10, verse 34.
刚才我们所读过的更美长存的家业。
That we have read.Verse 24.
我们今天忍受苦难之后的时候的原因是因为我们有一个更美的长存的天国的基业。
That we have underwent persecution because we have a better and lasting possession.
那我们现在再看第十一章。第十一章第十六节。
And let's look at chapter 11, verse 16.
这里提到说他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的，所以神被称为他们的神并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
Verse 16 Instead they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them.
这个更美的家业这里称作更美的家乡。
And this better country is also referred to as a better home.
哦，所以你看我们今天其实我们都是天国的子，天国 的国民，是暂时住在地上的，但是其实我们的家乡是更美的，比我们在地上的更好，就这样。
That we are the heavenly people who dwells on earth and that there is a better home in heaven.
十一章的第三十五节。
And let us look at chapter 11 verse 35.
我们要进入那更美的家乡，我们需要有个更美的复活。
That if we want to enter the better home, the better country, we need to have a better resurrection.
第三十五节说，有妇人得自己的死人复活，又有人忍受严刑，不肯苟且得释放，为要得着更美的复活。
Verse 35, women received back their death, raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released, so that they might gain a better resurrection.
也就是说，他们当时候很多人被逼迫死了。
And this means that many of them were persecuted to the point of death.
你看，当我们如果在受逼迫，我们在病痛当中，我们都祈求神给我们医治，让我们好起来啊。
For us, when we are ill and when we go under tribulation, we ask God to help us to get better.
当时候有人忍受严刑，真的就被迫害到死了。
And that people in the time, many of them faced tortures and persecution and to the point of death.
他们不肯苟且得释放，他们当时如果不承认是信耶稣的人，他们就被释放了。
That at that time, if they refused to know Christ, then they would be released.
但是当他们坚持的时候，他们就被杀了。
But if they stand firm in their faith, then they will be killed.
为什么他愿意被杀？
And why is it that they're willing to be killed?
因为相信被杀之后可以得到更美的复活。
Because they believe that after death they may receive a better resurrection.
看第四十节。
Let's look at verse 40.
因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同得，就不能完全。
Verse 40. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect.
这就是跟一些旧约的这些圣徒来做一个比较。他们当时候其实神也给他们很美好的应许，但是他说。神给我们预备更美的事情，要让旧约的信徒跟新约的信徒一起得到这个神所应许的。
That is comparison with the old saints in the Old Testament that they had received a promise that was good, but this promise is far better than theirs, and that together that together may be made perfect.
我们现在看第十二章。
Let's look at chapter 12.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
二十四节说。 并新约的中保耶稣以及所洒的血，这血所说的比亚伯的血所说的更美。
24, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel.
这里提到耶稣的血，他所传达的信息比亚伯的血更美，就是更美的信息。
Here talks about the blood speaks a better word than the blood of Abel.
所以在这个希伯来书，这个更美的就是最突出的一个词句，也是在说明这卷书的特色。
So the word better is a key word in the book of Hebrews, and it shows its importance.
那另外，你看它有更美之后，就是要带来完全。
And after better, it is to make perfect.
好，所以你看，当我们有更美的约之后，就是要让我们在神面前真的变得完全了。
So after the better covenant, it is for us to be perfect in front of God.
所以第二个特色在这卷书里面，你一直看到完全，完全。
So the second characteristic is made perfect.
你看，我们在受苦当中，在苦难当中可以得完全。
That in tribulation we are to be made perfect.
主耶稣基督呢？你看，他要让我们完全直到永远。
That Jesus Christ wants us to be perfect forever.
耶稣基督一次把自己的身上就永远完全了，就把这个救恩完成了。
That he has sacrificed himself once and for all, so that all of us will be made perfect.
那这个完全呢，还一定要是要永远的。所以这希伯来书第三个特色就是一直讲到永永远远。
And this perfect must be made everlasting. And the third characteristic of this book is everlasting.
所以主耶稣基督是永远为祭司。
And so that Jesus Christ is the everlasting priest.
他给我们的救恩是到永远的救恩。
That his salvation lasts for eternity.
他是永远为我们赎罪。
That he is the eternal sacrifice.
耶稣赐给我们灵是永远的灵。
That his spirit is the eternal spirit.
所以这个就是另外一个特色，永永远远。
And that is the third and last characteristic, which is everlasting.
然后第四个，在这一卷书里面，你看到常常看到一次，耶稣基督一次把自己献上。都是一次。
And the fourth characteristic is once and for all.
耶稣显现一次。
That Jesus Christ has revealed once.
人人都有一死。
That all have one death.
耶稣一次进入圣所，他执行那个大祭司的工作。
That Jesus Christ has entered the tabernacle to complete his work.
然后他一次把自己献上他自己的身体。
That he has sacrificed himself once.
这一卷书里面一些特色呢，我们如果能够抓住，我们在读经的时候就稍微留意一下。
And so these are some characteristics of this book, and when we read this book, we should take notice of them.
那我们利用一点时间来介绍一下这一卷书的大纲。
And so we'll spend the rest of the time talking about the structure of this book.
这一卷书希伯来书一共有13章。
This book has a total of 13 chapters.
基本上可以把它分成三段。
You can split them into three.
第一章到第七章呢？
From chapter 1 to 7.
大概讲耶稣基督是更美的执事。
That it talks about how Jesus Christ is the better
minister.
The better minister.
他是神的使者。
That he is the
messenger.
He's the messenger of God.
他在这个段落里面呢，主耶稣他的那个工作，他的身份，他强调耶稣带来更美的信息。所以第一章跟第二章就会讲更美的信息。
And then the first section talk about his work, which is to bring the better message.
耶稣超过先知。
That he's superior than the prophets.
他的信息远超过先知的，因为先知是预言，但是耶稣是直接把这个救恩实现的。
That his message far surpasses the message of the prophets.
他的地位权柄远超过天使。
That his position is superior than the angels.
他的信息本身是跟我们的救恩、跟我们灵魂有关系的。
That the message has to do with our soul, our salvation.
所以耶稣基督呢，他是来为我们，你看他本身是来为我们尝死味的。
So Jesus Christ had came to taste death.
他来救赎我们离开罪。
That he had came to save us away from sin.
让我们不用再尝阴间的死味。
So that we do not have to taste Hades.
所以第一章、第二章，我们现在看第二章。第二章的第九节。
And let's look at chapter 2, verse 9.
第二章九节。
2:9.
唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩，为人人尝了死味。
But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God, he might taste death for everyone.
这是这个更美的信息的内容，耶稣是来执行救赎的，他的救赎方法就是他为我们死。
This better message is about how Jesus Christ's salvation plan is to come,
然后成就了神的旨意。
To fulfill God's will.
主耶稣的这个救赎就败坏掌死权的魔鬼。
And that his salvation plan defeats the king of death.
二章十四节就看到主耶稣基督他成为血肉之体，他是他要借着死来败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
That you can look at verse
十四节
verse 14, that the death that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil.
这是前面两章。那从第三章第四章呢，在讲主耶稣是更美的使者。
And that was about the first two chapters. Starting from chapter 3, talks about how he's a better messenger.
第三章在讲耶稣比摩西更有荣耀。
In chapter 3, talks about how Jesus is greater than Moses.
他是远超过摩西的。
That he surpasses Moses.
在第四章也讲到他比耶稣亚更执行更重要的工作，因为他给了我们一个永远的安息。
That in chapter 4, that talks about his work also surpasses the work of Jeremiah because it talks about
Yesuya, Joshua.
Sorry, it talks about Joshua, surpasses the work of Joshua because it gives us the eternal rest.
第三章、第四章提到那个不信的那些他们的祖先呢、啊，因为不信，所以倒闭在旷野，没有办法得到神所应许的永远的安息。
And chapter 4 talks about their forefathers who had not believed, and that's therefore they fall in the wilderness.
所以第四章一直强调，我们一定要能够得到神所应许的那个在天上永远的安息。
So in chapter 4, it reinforces that we must receive the eternal rest that is in heaven.
这是三章跟第四章。那第五章到第七章呢？
Chapter 3 and 4.
第五章到第七章讲耶稣是更美的祭司。
And from verse 5 to 7 talks about how Jesus Christ is the better priest.
主耶稣他的工作、他的身份、他的尊荣都远超过大祭司亚伦。
That his work and his position is far greater than Aaron.
他是按着麦基洗德的等次做大祭司的。
That he is to be priest in the order of Melchizedek.
在第七章第一开始，他要讲这个麦基洗德呢，他是至高神的祭司。是长远为祭司的。
And then chapter 7 verse 1, this Melchizedek was the priest of God most high.
那他强调耶稣基督他本身做大祭司这个救赎者的角色，不是按着他的血统，而是从天上来的神给他的永远的大祭司。
That he was given this position as a high priest not by blood but by
从神的应许。
But by the promise of God.
好，这是到第七章，那从八章到第十章呢，在讲更美的制度。
And from chapter 8 to 10, it talks about the better.
更美的制度就是更美的。
The better kingdom.
哦，就是不是更美的制度哦，就是神所设立的这个条例，更美的约，更美的、这个、
The better covenant.
哦，那所以第八章要讲更美的约。
So starting from chapter 8, talks about the better covenant.
第九章在讲这个，你看这个更美的条例，神所给我们这些遵行的命令，其实比旧约更好。
And chapter 9 talks about the better regulation that is better than the one in the Old Testament.
然后第十章在讲更美的献祭。
And chapter 10 it talks about the better sacrifice.
这个都是看，你看神所给我们都是比旧约更好的，新约都比旧约好。
That what God has given us is better than the Old Testament.
那从第十一章到第十二章呢？
And from chapter 11 to chapter 12,
到第十三章，对不起，第十三章。
Chapter 11 to 13,
第三段在讲更美的生活。
Talks about the better life.
十一章，你看一直在强调信心。
11 it reinforces faith.
更美的信心是什么
？What is the better faith?
十二章在讲更美的盼望。
Chapter 12 talks about the better hope.
十三章在讲更美的爱心。
13 talks about a better love.
然后最后。你们要活出更美的生命。
And lastly, to live a better life.
所以这卷书里面呢，其实有很多很多的信息呢，我们可以从当中得到信心的建立的。
And so this book has many messages that we can take from to further establish and firm our faith.
我们一定要紧紧的把主耶稣基督抓住。
That we must hold firm. hold tight to God,
因为,
to Jesus Christ.
因为他要救我们到底, 他已经来为我们付出了代价了。
Because he will save us to the end, and he has already given himself.
我们看12章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 12, verse 1.
我们既有许多的见证人, 如同云彩, 围绕着我们, 就当放下各样的重担, 脱去容, 容易缠累我们的罪, 存心忍耐, 奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us.
第二节说, 要仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Verse 2, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
所以让我们一起来仰望耶稣基督，抓住主耶稣基督的救赎。
So let us all fix our eyes on Jesus and hold on to his salvation.
让我们存着感谢的心来活出更美的生命。
That with a heart of thanksgiving, let us live a better life.
将来都能够得到更美的盼望。
So that we may receive the better hope.
我们再来唱诗480首。
And lastly, let's sing hymn 480.